Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening. On your radio, free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up, YouTube folks? So glad to see you. This segment presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Yo, so let me tell you, first of all, let me get with the pre-points before I get to my point, my real point. You talked about your wedding that you went to, Spike, right?
Yeah.
The Swang and Slide song. You didn't know that song?
The Swag Surf song?
Yeah. They do that at like every college.
Well,
I haven't been in college in 30 years.
But you watch college basketball, don't you?
Nope. I hate college.
They've been doing that for years.
So I don't watch college basketball because I only watch NBA. But now that you're mentioning it, I do recognize it from the crowd doing it in college basketball.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The crowd
and
did it,
John. Dude, that kind of dance, I can do that. There's no moves. All you need is a little bit of rhythm. And
you know what it is?
I do have a little
wave,
bit.
It's the new age wave.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Right.
That's
the
basically
new, yes.
What it is. Yes. But I'll just say that. For number two, I give you my white song first before I get to it. I'm gonna go with Jump Around.
Oh well, yes. I mean,
is that a wedding song? Jump Around.
Well,
yo,
I could.
After you hit the bar and all the do.
Yeah. Okay.
With your mom and them over, everybody partying. That's definitely, and you know that's a little shout out to the delegation like you've been doing. We rock with that too.
Yeah, so I mean you would say
that's Cypress Hill.
No, it's House of Pain.
House of Pain.
Everlast.
Yeah. Yeah, Everlast was down with Ice-T.
There we go.
Back in the day. But
there
yo,
it is. Wisconsin uses this.
Oh yeah, dude.
Wisconsin football team.
Oh, you kidding me? The white wedding would go crazy.
Okay.
That's what they do it in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And you know you would get a lot of that.
Okay.
You would get the jumping. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yo, and this last little pre-join.
Yeah.
Yo, that play that funky music, white boy.
Yes.
Yo, we rock with that. That's Patty Jackson play that. That's classic.
Hold on, Miss Patty will play that?
Yeah, Butterball, baby.
Okay.
They all play that. That's my dad and them rock with that song, so.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know, crossover, man. Like, all right.
All at the barbecue.
The AJ thing, two quick things or whatever, because I talked about this with y'all yesterday or the day before. One, you Spike, and not just only you, but a couple people keep bringing up maybe Jalen to be more free. Look what it did for Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He is in the same position he was with Stephon Diggs. He ain't won nothing.
Well,
you know what I'm
okay. I mean, you could do that all you want.
But I'm just saying.
But he won the MVP the next year. I mean, it's not nothing.
Yeah, All right, so if you want to say he won the MVP, but they also ran the ball a whole lot more the year he won the MVP.
Well, of course. But I'm just saying. Point being, if you don't think the Stephon, and I think Buffalo could probably use one added weapon on offense for sure. But if you don't think that, I think Josh Allen even said it.
He said it, but yeah. I ain't saying he right, because every time they lose, what they say? Oh, he ain't got no weapons. It's like, yo, which one is it? Is it when he had a weapon, he got on his nerves, but or he don't got no weapon?
The difference here is that, and A.J. Brown, great player, the Eagles still have weapons on offense.
I agree.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert is probably all three. Now, James Cook is a great running back, but...
Yeah, Cook tough.
But you know, Devontae Smith would be the best receiver on the Bills right now.
I agree with you, but the only thing I would say also about that is, hey, with that, when we got all the firepower we have, that helps each other out, in my opinion. And to be real with you, I haven't seen it done without AJ. You know how we always say this, that, there? Because if that Giant game, and I know you ain't using this, but I've heard Jillio and other people use it, that Giant game ain't indicative of it, because they say, oh, the Giants kicked up behind us. If Jalen hit a couple passes that was open, he would have threw for 300 yards. The Giants' defensive backfield stank. They said they had people off the practice squad that they was picking on Sunday. And that's all I say. By the way, just the last thing. Man, go Sixers, man. I've been telling y'all I rock with them the whole time. Every time I call y'all, I never falter on the Sixers.
You don't.
I bang with the Sixers. And I am coming at you. Because you and Johnny wanted to trade. I'm always going to remember that. Y'all wanted to trade Maxey.
When he was
on his ride for Dame.
Yep, for Dame Lillard.
Is old, man.
Hold on, though. You can't. Hold on, Ike.
And you want Trayvon Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. I mean, like, come on. Let's just call him. Call him on the carpet.
I love Dame, but Dame was old when they tried to trade him still.
No, he was still in Portland. He was still important. But either way, that would have been a bad move. And I can admit when I was wrong about something.
We all got those. Yeah. I just had to take a shot.
It's all good.
Fun.
But I'm actually more of a Maxey guy now than I've ever been.
Yeah, and I think Maxey is way better than I ever thought I could be.
What was that? About three or four years ago, right?
3 or 4 years. But you know why I know you're a Maxey guy now?
Yeah.
Because he said, what did he say last night? Yeah, I can't smile all the time. Remember, y'all was all
smiling.
That's probably his nickname, Smiley. Yeah.
Y'all be easy, man.
All right.
Andy got into a Desmond Bane a little bit last night.
He did.
I appreciated that.
Let me address that right
now. I was waiting for this.
Well, because I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. I didn't know how that was going to turn out. Maxey does smile a little bit too much, but that was a moment.
Yes. It was.
That was a good moment right there.
Well, especially Desmond Bane's built like a linebacker, too.
He tried to bully, tried to little boy him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maxey wasn't going for it.
The biggest thing he preached about Maxey this year is that he's backing up what he said at the press conference start of the year about we're changing the culture around
here. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was affected that last year. He was a loser last year like everybody else, you know, but he was. Nick Nurse was a loser. Everybody was a loser.
Hold on, how many people did I want for Jalen?
All right, so Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. I don't think you're a pro the trade for Zach Wilson, but you kind of got it. You saw the arm talent.
I saw it.
You saw the arm talent. Listen, it was.
After that 2021 season, man, it was rough, man.
Hey, if Russell Wilson just says yes to the trade, he's an Eagle.
That's true. He's an Eagle.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I wasn't the only one that was looking at Russell Wilson.
Yes.
The Eagles had wandering eyes, too.
Exactly.
All right?
They had wandering eyes for Deshaun.
And Jack's right. The whole Zach Wilson. Remember, it was a report that the Eagles were trying to get up to the number 2 pick in the draft that year.
To get Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest bullet dodged offseason ever. They offered Allen Robinson more money than the Rams.
Yep.
He turned him down.
Yep.
They tried to get
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley. Then he got busted for gambling.
Yep.
And then they ended up with A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Like, it's... I don't know what happened to the Novacare complex, but everything goes their way now. It's crazy.
It's so true.
It's crazy.
Well, sometimes it's the trades you make. Sometimes it's the ones that you don't. When Morey was in Houston, he tried to trade for Bynum. And he didn't get him. And thank goodness for him.
Yeah, he's probably bummed he didn't get him.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy I was wrong about Jalen.
Of course.
Yep.
And I'm happy I was wrong about Maxey.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love Maxey.
And I think I'm going to be wrong about McCain.
Yeah, I think you will be.
Yeah, but you were never like.
Yeah. Well, I was wrong about McCain. Yeah.
Yeah, I was never anti-McCain. I was like, eh. He certainly was a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
Totally. He didn't look good in summer league. He didn't look good in preseason. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he got in the NBA. And look at that. Yeah.
I'm not wrong very often.
Nah. Occasionally.
Until you start remembering.
Listing them.
Yeah. I was wrong about Devontae.
Well, that's I think sometimes people don't understand. When
I was right about AJ. I did the now I'm awake.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where that came
great
from.
Great player. Yeah.
Well, you do.
Now I'm awake.
You talk for 4 hours every day. You got to get an opinion on everything.
Yes.
I got news for you. You're going to be wrong a lot. You'd be right. You'd be wrong.
I guess
that's
I was wrong
works.
About Wentz.
Well, that wasn't your fault, though. Oh. It was Carson's fault. And the Eagles. They sabotaged him.
You sound like the people that were wrong about Ben.
Now, I wasn't wrong about Ben.
No.
I was right about Ben.
Mike does that all the time. Mike, my podcast partner, when I say I was right about Ben, you were wrong. He said Ben got worse. That's the point. That's the point. I saw it coming.
But you never remind him, I'm sure.
He was a big Ben guy?
Well, yeah, and he is known as the sort of mild mannered, I'm the take guy.
He's a smart guy. You're the take guy.
Yeah, but he is more stubborn than me.
Than you?
Well, in admitting, when I'm wrong about player, I know people bring up Jalen or whatever. But when I'm wrong, I was wrong. And yeah. I was wrong about Kelly Oubre. I was wrong. Yeah. There's a lot of players I'm wrong.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. High Hopes, Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
I mean, speaking of another player you're dead wrong about. I mean, Shohei Ohtani.
I wasn't wrong.
You're
about
dead
it.
Wrong
oh,
about
you're
it.
Dead
oh,
wrong about
judge
Ohtani.
This, Lindor
dead
this,
wrong.
And then look at this guy.
No.
That's the guy's greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
How about you guys are misremembering history? I said when Shohei Ohtani is also pitching, he is the best player I've ever seen in my life. When he is not,
I don't remember that.
He is just a DH.
Yeah, but he's still an amazing hitter.
Like, he's an amazing
hitter.
All
he's doing is pitching once every fifth day. He's still doing amazing things every other game.
You know enough to know that pitching once every fifth day is incredibly valuable.
I know.
Okay.
But he's still a great hitter.
He is a great hitter. I never said he wasn't a great hitter.
Nine times last night.
I just said he shouldn't have been MVP as DH. That's it.
I know.
Yeah,
I
get
know.
Over yourself.
Is he better than Judge?
No. Well, if he's pitching?
Yes, as a player.
If he's pitching and hitting, yes. Okay. If he's just hitting, no.
And Judge is a great player.
Yes.
Judge is a great player.
Yes.
One of the four elite players in baseball.
Yes. Yeah. What did we say?
So who would you go?
Judge.
Ohtani, Judge,
Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt Jr.,
yes. And Soto,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so you guys do believe Soto's a great player?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you kidding
okay.
me? No. It was a fake 40-40 season, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, I think he's. And you see the video, he's already got the belly.
Oh, yes. The beer belly for the, yeah. for the winter?
Yeah. Yeah.
We all see it.
Yeah.
We all see it.
So that game last night.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, get to it.
I fell asleep. I made it about 12:15.
I didn't make it that
far. I didn't make it that far.
Really?
I made it to 11.
I bet on the Dodgers. I bet on the Blue Jays. That couldn't even keep me up, you know? So it was
18 innings. It's
18,
crazy.
It's way too long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way too long. I do find it funny that Brad Paisley has been the national anthem singer for both 18-inning World Series games.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Don't bring him back. Yet.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Don't let him in the building. Don't let him in the building. And then the non-elite Freddie Freeman
hits the
walk-off home run.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
How about Buzz? Did you see the tweet from Buzz?
Oh, yeah. Buzz is adding a little snark.
He really is adding a little snark.
He's starting to turn into a WIP host.
He really is.
What did Buzz? What was
Buzz?
Well,
he did, though. I can't believe Bryce was mad because he got compared to this
Freddie Freeman. Well, then I agree with him in that point. Well, they act like they compared him to the Castellanos. He compared him to Freddie Freeman. Guy's awesome.
Yeah.
And Freddie Freeman is a great player who is not elite anymore. That Freddie Freeman used to be way better than he is.
Oh, yeah, we know it, yeah.
But he's still good. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Good for Buzz. Standing up to Dave.
Don't
stand up for Dave Dombrowski.
I'm sure he's going to appreciate that compliment.
Yes.
During this fantasy segment we got coming
well,
up.
Well, yeah. I did not have a great week.
Oh, yeah.
I did not have a great week.
Yeah. So it's great. Good game. 2-1 now. Then tonight.
It's over.
Ohtani's
on.
It's over.
I think the Dodgers win it, but I think it's going 6 or 7.
Really?
The Blue Jays are showing pretty good fight.
I think the Blue Jays win tonight.
I thought they were going to win last night.
How do you think Ohtani bounces back? Like, you think he's... That was a long game last night.
7 hours.
Yeah, he has to... You think he's going to be effective getting up?
This... Thank goodness
can he
for
get
you
back up?
This.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thank goodness for seeing this. Well, if he had a stand in the field the entire time, it probably would have been hard on him. But if this 18-inning game, only 8 times was he doing anything different than I was doing
9.
During the game. 8, right?
Well, he got 4 hits and then walked 5 times.
Oh, walked 5 times. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, I think he'll bounce back fine.
Well, the reporters are already putting out that he likes to get a lot of sleep. So he's a 12-hour sleep guy. So I wonder if his sleep could be affected if that gets him off his game tonight.
Oh, really?
12 yeah. hours?
That's a lot of sleep, by the way.
Sleep's 12 hours.
It's actually borderline insane.
Yeah. Well, you have a $700 million contract.
Get up at 10?
You don't have to work on any fielding practice.
No. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. So, I think the Blue Jays do win tonight. They got some dog in them.
Yeah?
I like that Blue Jays team.
Yeah, I hope they win.
Although Springer got hurt. I don't know if he's going to be in the lineup or not.
That's tough. So. And I thought Scherzer, he didn't get rocked.
It was a
gutty performance.
I love seeing an old guy gutted up out there, you know, but one last ride.
Yeah.
So then a quick Philly thing, Jim Bowden, once again, who I think is full of it.
Yep, there it is. That's his name to you.
Jim Bowden.
Yep.
So he put a contract projection out for Kyle Schwarber, and he put it at 5/160.
No chance.
Woo-wee!
Dude, all of Jim Bowden must be getting 3% of all of these guys' deals from the agents.
Oh, he had a Tucker 421, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he had all these guys having
every number. He had Ranger 6/167, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, it's we're getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
But then Heyman did report today that Philly is, of course, top priority, blah, 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 blah. The teams that are in on Schwarber are the concerning part for the idea of bringing Schwarber back.
It's got to be the Mets.
Well, it's Red Sox, Cubs, Mets.
Oh.
Those seem like the three teams that need him the most.
Well, so, if the Mets decide they want him, they will have
him. Bring him back, huh?
After they non-tendered him. Yeah, it's very, very rude after he's a hero for that team.
Man, if somebody's going to give him 5 years, 160,
just don't
he's
do
not going to even think twice about taking it.
And he's not going to be a Red.
No, he's not going to be a Red.
He's certainly not going to be a Red.
No.
If the Mets want to go overpaying.
Shut up, Fritz.
Well, the Mets are the one because he doesn't care about money.
No.
Steve Cohen doesn't care about money.
So they'll let.
The Red Sox care about money.
They'll let whatchamacallit go to bring in Schwarber.
Who, Alonso?
Pete Alonso, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Pete Alonso has this dream of a 6-year contract. There's no chance.
No.
Yeah.
And then we're going to flip.
Well, why is Schwarber getting 5?
Well, I think there are very limited teams
that'll do it.
That would do it. I don't think anybody but the Mets would give Pete Alonso 6 years.
Right.
The only reason the Mets would do it is because he's born Met, been
right,
a Met,
he's one of their guys,
all those sorts of things. But I don't think anybody's going to do it. I also think Jim Bowden's numbers are out of whack. I don't think Kyle Schwarber gets that much money. But the team to worry about is the Mets. Is the Mets and the Dodgers are the two teams that don't care about money. The Red Sox care about money, so there's a limit to the Red Sox. There's a limit to the Cubs. There's no limit to the Mets. That's why they're always going to get Soto, is because whatever the Yankees said, he was going to, you know, he's like, oh, you want a suite? I don't care.
I couldn't get over that part. We gave you $700 million.
Now you want
you
free
need
tickets.
A suite?
Yeah.
But and that video, by the way, of him dancing around, that's going to be used as a meme this year if things aren't going well.
Actually, people were making fun of him. I kind of liked it. He was his birthday?
27th birthday.
27th, yeah. He's at home with his family. I don't know.
I didn't see the video.
Them dancing all goofy, but he was home with his family. I don't give him credit
for
that.
Family man. I thought you were a family guy.
Yeah. One of one.
Yeah.
One of one.
Oh, you got two kids, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm saying, the dad guy.
Right.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on
Speaking
WWE.
Of a family man.
Boy, what's happening, boy?
Yeah, okay. What up, boy?
Let me ask you something, Mike Reese.
Uh-oh.
A.J. Brown, has he ever, I need you to check this out on your computer. Has he ever had one game, okay, 200-plus yards? How many times has he done that? Has he done it? Or how many times has he done it?
Well, he hasn't done it as an Eagle. So it would have had to
I
have
know
been.
That, right.
Well, yeah, it would have had to have been as a Titan. Right. AJ Brown had any 200-yard receiving games?
I'm checking.
You see any? You see any with the Titans?
Okay. No. What's wrong with your phone?
Yeah, nothing's wrong with my phone.
Well, it has Google on it, doesn't it?
His highest total was 181 against the Bears in 2022.
Okay, 184.
181.
Okay. So he's what you know. What the issue is with him? He's watching these other guys that are making, you know, over 200 or whatever, you know, having big games. He's looking at, you know, Cincinnati, Chase, this one, that one, you know, these.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's looking at these other receivers, and you know, he's on a Super Bowl team. You got a ring, dude. You should be proud of that, man. The thing is, so we'll wait and see what happens.
You know what's ironic about that, Herb? I would imagine Jamar Chase probably wants to be in AJ's shoes.
Yeah, and wants to win a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, he wants to be. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I would imagine some of those guys would love to be over here playing for the Eagles.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. So,
how'd you enjoy last night?
Last night? What do you mean?
Yeah, down at Chickie's. You came out, you hung out with us.
Yeah, I was down there. Yeah.
I know, that's why I asked. I mean, listen, you pulled up in that parking lot. You almost hit three people pulling in the parking lot last night.
Yeah, right.
Isn't your job driving?
Come on now, Spike.
Yeah.
Getting on me.
I'm not getting on you. Ike was getting on you.
No, he wrote. I was leaving out. It was after the show.
Okay.
After the six. After the our show.
Yeah, after the lot.
So, you know, I normally go out and take a break.
Yeah.
Herb's coming in. Window down. He's leaning out. I'm like, Herb, hey, what? You almost ran over three people, Herb.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing. I don't remember that.
Wow, I know. Interesting.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Philly's going to have to offer Schwarber $35 million.
A year?
5 years.
Hmm.
Yeah, they can do it.
He can have it.
Yes.
They got the money. Come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
they got it.
That's actually more than what Jim Bowden predicted.
Okay.
That's 175, right?
Yeah.
So,
what is the number you would say no to, Herb? How much money is too much?
I mean, if I was the GM, I would give him like he deserves. He's had a hell of his 4 years here, so I mean, I'd give him I'd give him $40 million, $200 million. Why not?
Give him $200 million.
$200 million
over
five years.
That's good math by you too. $40 million a year.
165 guaranteed. How's that sound to you, Spike?
Why don't you give him?
Well, it's all guaranteed if they.
Yeah, it's baseball.
56 home runs.
Yeah. Why don't you give him up $50 million? Give him $50 million a year. Might as well just make sure you get him.
Yeah.
7 years.
Would you give Bryson an extension?
Going to have a couple more good years as he keeps the weight off. He trains during the winter. He keeps the weight off. He's going to hit. He's going to hit. You know, he's going to have 50 plus. I'm telling you. You watch.
Yeah.
In our ballpark, the ball goes, man. And in the summertime with that heat on, man, let me tell you, that ball's carrying. You know what I'm saying, bro? The thing is, I'm going to tell you what needs to be done. These guys, both Harper and Schwarber, they need to practice. during the winter.
Ooh,
okay, lefty
idea.
On lefty.
Yeah.
Lefty on lefty. That's what they need. Okay, and you can't buy a pitching machine that throws
left-handed
certain types of pitches, you know, split fingers or whatever. But you know, the curveball, yeah, the slider, you can get the thing to break.
What about a left-handed pitching machine? Do you have one of those?
I was talking with Burkhead last night. And he told me there's something that you got to do with the wheels or so, and it makes it break.
Spin the other way.
I've seen them break before.
Who was Burkhead?
This kid used to pitch at Bloomsburg.
A friend of mine that pitched. His son pitched with your producer there, Jack Fritz.
Yeah,
you
know my name.
Staying up at Bloomsburg, you know.
Yeah.
Who was better?
I think he was better.
Well, the father threw 91, and he got cut. He was the last cut by the Milwaukee Brewers back in 89 or something.
You got any kids floating around? Accidentally,
he came to pitch on our Summerton team, okay, in the Pendel League.
Hey Herb, you want to hang out for the top five at five? We have to take a quick break, but you want to hang out for the top five at five?
I'm with this lady. She just went to get some money out of this police credit union.
Is she robbing the bank? Are you the getaway guy?
She needs to go get some money, and then she's going food shopping.
Sorry, I was watching Task, so I'm all crimed up. And what are
you
doing?
You went to this wedding, this black. Let me ask you a question.
No. Here we go.
You went to this black wedding thing.
Well, it was
right?
A wedding, and many of the people right. there were black.
Did they have any stuff soul music? You know, like the Temptations and the Four Tops.
No,
it was mostly
people my age, so not a lot of Four Tops.
They were doing that. They was out there doing the electric slide and the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah,
right.
You said things you like, I thought you were talking about
that German chocolate.
Boy, yeah,
you know my boy Sonny Hill. You know that song he plays at the end, Ike Reese at like 9:55 when he goes off. You know that song?
Herb.
Go check it out. He's got that song. He plays it every time when he shuts off.
Okay,
Sonny Hill.
When he's signing off, yeah.
All right, Herb, we got to get to Jack's thing here. So if you want to hang out.
I'm hanging.
All right. Hang in there.
All right, Jack, what's coming up in the
She's
top
gonna
five?
She's going to be in the store for a while anyway. Yeah. Don't worry.
Come on.
Nice. Things we need to explore more.
Things we need to explore more.
It's so vague.
Yep, always. It always makes me nervous when it's vague like that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.